On Sunday mornings around the world, when Christians gather at worship, the gospel is always read to the people. Sometimes morning prayer is performed, and when that happens, anyone in the congregation may read the gospel. When the celebration of Holy Eucharist is included in the worship, a deacon or priest proclaims the gospel to the people. The gospel takes place on a higher significance. The moment is set with a beautiful sequence hymn, and the people rise. We know that something dear to our faith is about to happen. The procession begins. The word is taken from the altar and brought to the people, led by the cross. The people turn to face it. Then the acolyte stops, turns, and faces the word. The deacon or priest then proclaims the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, or according to Mark, or to Luke, or John. We give glory to Christ, and the word is read. And when the passage is done, we give praise to Christ. The gospel party then returns to the altar, and the sermon is delivered. This is what happens every Sunday at Christian worship around the world, except on Holy Week. There is no procession. There is no introductory statement proclaiming the gospel to the people. It simply begins. All of our direction and attention is on the telling of Jesus' last living human hours on earth. The betrayal, his arrest and trial, the denials, Jesus' way to the cross, his suffering and death. We begin Holy Week with the Passion reading. Depending on the year, from the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, or Luke. And then we journey to the Good Friday service when the Passion, according to John, is always read. We begin Holy Week hearing the Passion, and we close with the Passion. The readings from the Old and New Testament are always vital. The Psalms are always powerful and meaningful. Well, not so much for the sermon all the time. But on Palm Sunday and Good Friday, our focus is on the Passion, as it should be. So thank you to our readers for bringing us this gift. And thank you for your attentive listening. I encourage all of us to continue in the Passion this week. Take the insert home and read it again on your own with a dear friend, as a family. Read it one more time, other than what you hear here. And then take notice. This may have already happened to you just a moment ago. But when do you pause? What words and phrases stir inward emotion? When are you touched by the Spirit of the Word? And then talk about it. Journal about it. Pray on it. Hold those pauses close to your heart, because they are real. When you start to read, go ahead and give glory to Christ, because that is real. And when you finish reading the Passion, go ahead and give praise and glory to Christ, because it is real. It is right and good to give God thanks and praise always. Our Lenten season has prepared us for Palm Sunday. Today's reading of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, prepares us for Holy Week. Our special services of Maundy Thursday, the Stations of the Cross, and Good Friday prepare us for the joy and exuberance in the celebration of Jesus' resurrection, that is Easter. May we all experience all that is Holy Week with attentive minds and hearts, and with joyful hearts at Easter. Amen.